This is the day we've been waiting for.
We've been waiting for this day.
What day?
Today?
Friday is finally here.
Finally.
Why are you so excited by this?
Why are you getting so excited?
Why am I getting so excited?
Oh, it's been a long week.
8 more hours?
Yeah, it has.
8 hours?
Oh, man. I can't wait that long.
Well, then we best get going.
Let's get this party started.
It's showtime.
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 WQKX.
WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
It has been a long week. I've had my body violated in every possible way. Under the guise of medicine.
Digital HD.
So yeah, let's get this party started. It's Morgan in the morning. 94KX.
Morgan in the morning. Weekdays at 6 a.m. 94KX.
All right. It's been a long week. Let's celebrate Friday. Today is the Feast of the Ass, just because people like saying that. We'll explain that later. Should I do it now? Actually, it was a Christian holiday in France in the 15th century. Then it started to get out of control. The actual feast was supposed to celebrate the donkeys of the Bible, but just the name, Feast of the Ass, it just got everybody partying and acting like jerks, and the Catholic Church canceled it. Shame. We should bring it back. I just thought it was kind of funny that today is Feast of the Ass, and this week I had a colonoscopy. I guess it all happens for a reason. I also had an endoscopy, and yesterday I visited another surgeon. My goodness, why are we doing this? Well, because I'm getting old, and I want to hang around a bit longer. We got great things coming in 2022. I want to be part of them. I've got a couple of problems. I went to see the doctors. They line up all the tests. I feel like a pincushion, among other things. I feel like I was in a scene in a bad prison movie. But nonetheless, I'm not going into detail there. Nonetheless, I am here and you have me. And your words of sympathy and your words of encouragement have been very endearing to me. Thank you. Some of the things that were said on Facebook, Facebook Messenger, even some of you people lucky enough, perhaps unlucky enough, to have my cell phone number texting me. I enjoyed every comment and good wish that you sent me. Yesterday's trip was interesting. More testing coming in February. But I want to be here to do this morning show until I can't. Let's put it that way. When I physically can't, I will hand the reins over to someone else. But in the meantime, let's not talk about that, because we have some great things coming by the end of this month. And I'm not just talking about the cabin fever party at Spyglass. That's going to be a blast. Write it down. January 29th. We're going to do some cardboard sled running, some beverages, some food, some live music. We have a wedding expo coming up in February. We've got some changes to this show coming January 31st. Monday, write that down. You're going to like it. There's so much going on that I got to stay healthy. It's that simple. I want to stay healthy for my family. Talked to my mama last night. I call her every Thursday night. She's very worried about me. I said, Mom, don't worry. I'm going to be okay. She's 84, you know, and she's worried about her son, which is nice. Got a call from my sister as well. She wanted to know how everything was going. She's a retired nurse. I was like, it's not my gig. I don't like going to hospitals. I don't like getting poked and prodded and all that stuff, but you got to do it. I want to hang around. I want to hang around for my children who are now all grown and gone. I want to hang around long enough to be a grandpa. It's not just on my bucket list. I want to be a pop, just like my dad was pop. There's things I gotta do. This week was a long week, but I'm still here and I'm pretty damn grateful. Thank you.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
Late night TV coming up. Kimmel talks about we use our phones too much. Really?
Morgan in the Morning. Be a part of the show. The Ford Fun Line is always open. 1-800-326-94KX.
Morgan in the Morning. 94KX.
According to a new study, average American spends 1/3 of our waking hours on a mobile device. Am I the only one that thinks that sounds low?
I don't know.
We are on our phones all the time. We also downloaded 230 billion apps. I have at least half of them on my phone right now.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Are you ready for Wild Card Weekend in the NFL?
And off to postseason we go.
It's the NFL playoffs.
The NFL postseason.
Okay, then, let's play.
I'm on the football team.
Playoffs.
I
I'm on the football team.
We're screaming toward the weekend. Yeah. Fasten your seatbelts. It's playoff time.
That's going to be a touchdown.
Are we ready for some football? The ultimate football weekend.
Get lost. Daddy's trying to watch the ball game.
Who told you you were football players, huh?
You cook and I'll watch football with my pants open all day.
Yeah, there's no crying in football.
I'm on the football team.
Are you ready for some football? Playoffs? You kidding me?
I'm on the football team.
Yeah, six games coming up this weekend. Six wild card games. Starts tomorrow in the AFC, the Raiders in Cincinnati, the Pats and the Bills. That should be an ice cold fest. Sunday, Philadelphia and Tampa Bay. That's right, the Eagles at 1 o'clock in the playoffs. San Francisco and Dallas in the afternoon. And the night game, Pittsburgh and Kansas City. So Sunday, Eagles fans, Steelers fans, you got it made. There you go. Monday, by the way, Arizona and the Rams. Some of it will be cold weather, smash mouth kind of football. And if you follow ESPN during one of their talk shows yesterday, a former NFL player said former players would use Viagra to stay warm.
Can I get you a suggestion for him? Josh Allen listening? Can people get this message to him? Viagra.
What?
Take some Viagra for the game, baby. Gotta fit that circulation going right. A lot of NFL players, at least in my day, took Viagra because it opens up the blood vessels. A lot of endurance athletes. Because Viagra was first a heart medicine, right? So it builds up circulation, which makes sure that it gets the circulation to the feet.
Okay, I always thought it was hard to play in the NFL, but, you know, it's...
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
We'll meet Judge Karen.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
WQKX. Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX. Some call it stupid news. We say, and there it is.
All right, this happened in the courts. And trust me, judges usually aren't stupid. But this one, yeah, this was a bad move. A Michigan judge has been ridiculed for fining and almost jailing, as well as berating, a 72-year-old cancer patient because his lawn was overgrown and the neighbors were complaining.
Shameful. If I could give you jail time on this, I would. You better get that cleaned up. That is totally inappropriate.
I am very sick, man.
That is shameful.
Hey.
The neighbors should not have to look at that. You should be ashamed of yourself.
Hey, Judge Karen, take a step back. The guy's getting treated for cancer. What the heck is wrong with
you? For every act of goofiness, there's a lesson to be learned. And there it is. On 94KX.
94.1 WQKX. I hope they remember that judge next election time. You know what I mean?
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
National Dress Up Your Pet Day. Why do we have days like this?
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Just in case you needed a reason to dress up your pet today. Don't we all wish that we could be Jesse's dog? I wish...
Jesse has a dog.
Yeah, Jesse has that dog and he dresses him up. And you know, it's kind of cute, but it kind of... is goofy. It's National Dress Up Your Pet Day, in case you need a reason to dress up your pet or spoof Rick Springfield. This started around 2009, by the way. Veterinarians actually say it's okay to dress your pet up just as long as it doesn't stress them out, constrict their breathing, or make them look stupid. So there you go. I wish I had Jesse's dog. It's Flashback Friday coming up. So I thought this was kind of appropriate, I guess.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
All right, don't look it up now.
Viral comedy. Look for it later. Listen to it now.
This is a funny one. I call it front porch steps karma. We're going to be getting some snow this weekend. People will slip and people will fall. But be careful of who you laugh at. This video is worth watching more than once, okay? A wife, perhaps coming home from work, slips and falls on the porch steps. Now, she's not hurt. She's just sitting there kind of embarrassed. Hubby steps out onto the porch and makes fun of her for slipping and falling until he slips and falls.
Ooh, and that's going to be on the camera.
Oh, look out, bud.
Wow. You didn't say it was ice. God.
kind of thought the porch steps were wet. But they were icy. They weren't wet. So now both of them are sitting at the bottom of the steps. But what makes it real funny is the way he steps out onto the porch making fun of his wife while eating a sandwich. And when he slips down the steps, the sandwich is launched. Take a look
viral
at it.
Viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning. 94K.
Watch it over and over. And then don't do it. Snow coming this weekend. Don't do it.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
Late night TV on the way. Jimmy Fallon talks about the Queen stripping Prince Andrew. What? And birthday buddies for Friday.
Flashback Friday.
Flashback Friday. WQKX.
Morgan in the Morning. 94.1 WQKX.
Well, this is big news today. Buckingham Palace announced that Queen Elizabeth has stripped Prince Andrew of all his royal affiliations. That's right. She stripped Prince Andrew, making her far and away the oldest woman to ever strip Prince Andrew.
It's Flashback Friday.
Heading out to Colt Mine on the toll-free lines. You ready for the big snow, bud?
No.
At least you're honest. No. It's coming Sunday night into Monday, so get ready for it, my friend. We've got your Boston for you, all right?
Hey, also, Happy New Year.
Hey, thank you. Happy New Year to you, and thanks for listening.
Okay. Have a good day.
Bye. We're going to make him a birthday buddy. His name is Clarence from Colt Mine. Birthday buddies coming up next.
Morgan in the Morning.
Winning over audiences across America.
Yes.
Birthday buddies.
Yay.
Birthday buddies.
You are wonderful. You make my day.
Birthday buddies.
Every day.
And go.
Yes, and go. One of your favorites celebrating a birthday today, Dave Grohl.
Dave Grohl is the best. I would just love to hang with him for like a day.
So would I.
It's so much fun.
But you, Lynn Hall, you are the biggest Foo Fighter fan I know.
Well, probably. Well, I think my son might be a little bit more than I. But anyway.
Okay. Jason Bateman is 53 today.
Okay.
You know him as Marty Bird on Ozark. That's
right.
A cool show.
Yeah. Okay.
One of my favorite songs of the 90s and... But you probably know him today as Sam Hanna on NCIS Los Angeles.
Oh, yes, of course.
And I know him as LL Cool J.
Yeah, I saw him in concert, actually.
Oh,
yeah.
You know, the ladies love Cool J.
Yeah. I want a girl with
extensions in her hair. Yeah, anyway, I love that guy. And
he is great.
54 years old, Zach Wilde, a name you might not recognize.
I know who he is.
Of course you do.
Of course I do.
Now, do you know him from Black Label Society?
Well, yes, but he's also Ozzy Osbourne's guitarist.
There it is.
You
are a wealth of information.
I'm a walking... I don't know what I am, but anyway.
Carl Weathers is 74 today. Everybody knows him from The Mandalorian now, all you Star Wars freaks.
Right.
But we know him as Apollo Creed in Rocky.
Well, yeah, more so Apollo for me, but okay.
I mean, I'm sorry if I know him as Apollo Creed.
Yes.
I don't follow The Mandalorian.
Me also,
but that's
I'm
the
sorry.
Way it is. And finally, celebrity birthday!
Exciting and new.
Climb aboard the love boat, Lynn.
Climb aboard.
Climb aboard Jack Jones. Wait, what?
You.
The love
boat. All right, that's enough. Sorry.
Isn't this great for Flashback Friday, though?
Absolutely. Couldn't have planned it any better.
Jack Jones is 84 years old today.
Which really isn't that old, if you think about it.
I think it is.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't. My mom was 96.
Well, my mom's 84, like Jack Jones.
Never mind then.
I just talked to her last night. That's old.
And
trust
not Jack
me.
Jones. You didn't talk to Jack Jones last night.
No, my mom.
Just your mom.
Anyway.
Okay.
So those are the celebrity birthdays.
Yes.
Let's take a look at the locals, or as we like to call them.
Birthday buddies.
Amy Johns, 46 years old today.
Amy Psycho is 46 today, too.
Happy birthday to Cassie Clock from Sunbury. She's 31.
Charlene Waringi from Coltmont, 52. Happy birthday.
Dana Spencer from Billtown, 57.
Denise Johnson from Williamsport. Wonder if they know each other.
Wow.
She's 44 today.
Janet Reedy from Milton is 55.
Laura Snyder from Lewisburg, 45 today.
Happy birthday to Melissa Apnell. She's 43.
Melissa Kratzer, she's from Danville. She's 53 today.
Paul Brocious from Sunbury, 46.
Randy Dressler, 59 today.
Happy birthday, Randy Jones.
He's from Cole Township, 59.
Renee Heim from Paxtonville, 38. Happy birthday, Renee.
Tammy Simpson from Liverpool is 51 today.
And Tiffany Finfinger, and I love that name. She's from Sunbury, 33 today.
On the Facebook Messenger this morning, this is kind of cool. Caitlin Raup messaged in, can you wish Vanessa and Victoria Martin a happy 21st birthday? Twins!
Ah, that's very cool.
Do you think they'll be clinking glasses tonight?
Perhaps.
In a toast?
Perhaps.
She says, oh, by the way, my husband is also celebrating a birthday.
So wow.
Say happy birthday, hubby. His name is Gavin Raup. He is 39.
Wow. So
she's got friends that are twins. And she's got a hubby.
That's a lot of birthday gifts.
So maybe all four of them will get together tonight and clink glasses.
Entirely possible.
That would be appropriate. Let's put it that way. All right. Facebook Messenger used. The Ford Fun Line is always used. Text Club or email.
Email. Yes, don't forget that.
Every day at this time.
It's birthday buddies.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
We'll be talking to Movie Mike coming up. He's in the house. You said you're kind of familiar with that Baby Shark song?
Yeah, about roughly half of those 10 billion views came from my three-year-old.
Came from your house?
Yeah. Yeah, Mike, we know that song real well.
Mike, you might get some hate mail on this.
It's possible.
We'll visit that and some more musical records that were set this week on a Flashback Friday. 94KX. Flashback Friday. Kiss by request. Rocking and rolling all night.
Morgan in the Morning. Weekdays at 6 a.m. 94KX.
Kiss is one of the bands with a recent record announced. Not a record as in you could go out and buy this record, but setting records worldwide. A list of bands just came out. Now, this is stuff that some of it has happened a while back, but you might not know it. Kiss becomes the band with the highest flame projection in a concert when they blew flame 115 feet into the air. Isn't that cool? How about Iron Maiden having the most songs in video games for a metal band? There's a lot of Iron Maiden you actually hear when you're listening or playing video games. That's pretty cool. Pearl Jam, the music you're hearing right now, this is pretty cool. They set the record for the most live tracks released in 1 week. They released 5,404 live songs in 1 week. That's pretty neat. As a matter of fact, that's pretty cool. And Metallica, check this out. Metallica became the first band ever to play all 7 continents in 1 year. That's pretty neat, too. Oh, and speaking of records, congratulations to the late, great Whitney Houston. Whitney's version of I Will Always Love You has gone diamond. Now, you've heard about songs going gold and then platinum. Well, diamond is actually awarded for a song that has gone 10 times platinum. That's incredible. 10 times platinum for the late, great Whitney Houston. And I will always love you. Now on to a song that'll be stuck in your head for the rest of the day. A new YouTube record has been set. The first video to hit 10 billion views. Yeah, the Baby Shark dance with 10 billion views. And as Movie Mike said, he thinks his son is responsible for half of those. Yikes!
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
Movie Mike is coming up next with his film review of the week.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX. Before you get your ticket and your popcorn, see what Movie Mike has to say. Here's this week's Movie Mike film review on 94KX.
Are you in the mood for a spy movie? Well, I'll tell you whether the 355 is a good one or not coming up in just a second. But first, this review is sponsored by the Campus Theater in downtown Lewisburg, now showing House of Gucci, which is a good movie. For showtimes and other information, please visit their website, campustheater.org. Jessica Chastain plays a CIA agent in the 355. She's on the hunt for what Alfred Hitchcock called a MacGuffin, a thing that exists merely to trigger the plot. In this case, it's a special device that can hack into almost any computer system anywhere in the world, giving whoever possesses it almost limitless power. In order to retrieve it, though, she realizes that she'll have to collaborate with foreign agents Diane Kruger and Lupita Nyong'o and psychiatrist Penelope Cruz. Along the way, the women see plenty of action. As a spy story, the 355 is pretty standard stuff. You get the usual globe-trotting, the crosses and double crosses, and the surprise reveal about who the bad guy really is. You don't have to be James Bond to know where the plot is heading. Nevertheless, it all kind of works because of the actresses. They give 100% of the material, working up good chemistry together and investing their characters with real personality. As an added bonus, they visibly do a lot of their own physical fighting on screen, which makes the action scenes more exciting. The 355 doesn't bring much new to the table, but Chastain and company infuse the movie with energy and enthusiasm, and that proves infectious. On a scale of 1 to 4, I give it 3 Jason Bournes.
3 Jason Bournes.
3 Jason Bournes. That means it's definitely trying to be Jason Bourne with this group of amazing actresses. Yeah. There's nothing in the plot we haven't seen in the Bourne movies or the Bond movies, but seeing these women together and interacting and giving these good performances made the movie work for me. Not a great film, but if you want to see these actresses together and want a little bit of action, you'll get your money's worth.
Forgive me, where'd the title come from?
They give that away at the end. They explain it, but I'm kind of reluctant to tell you because it's sort of a spoiler.
Okay. I didn't know if it was like a train or a flight.
I spent the whole movie wondering that. And then in like the last 2 minutes of the film, they say, oh, here's what that is.
Ah, okay. All right. The name of the film again?
The 355.
Which is coming up at about 4 o'clock this afternoon.
Right.
That's not true.
It's Flashback Friday.
Good morning. I have a song request this Flashback Friday.
Sure. What do you need?
Could I hear Nothing Else Matters by Metallica?
Wow. What a cool song. What's up with that?
I walked down the aisle to that at my wedding.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Tell me about that kind of wedding. That's kind of cool.
It was just the orchestrated version, which was pretty cool.
And they let that fly in a church and stuff or in a chapel?
It was not in a church.
Yeah, I didn't think so. But that's a cool idea.
Yeah, we did the full orchestrated, but any version I'll take.
How many years ago was that?
Only like 3 years ago.
Oh, okay. Very cool. What's your name?
My name's Courtney.
Courtney, thanks so much for listening to Flashback Friday, and we got your Metallica, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX. 94KX.
Who wants to hear some good news?
You've heard the news.
Just so I know, is it good news or bad news?
Oh, it's good news. No, it's definitely good news.
It's some good news.
Don't tell me it's good news.
Let's hear it!
Now, the good news.
Okay, so there's a haunted motel called the Lincoln Tunnel Motel in Jersey. And the owner is upset because he gives out free rooms and he's still getting bad TikTok.
All my life, I've had Be On The Radio on my bucket list. And now that it's sinking in, it happened in a way, it's just weird.
You know? Yeah, it is weird that you wanted to be on the radio all your life, and you are because of a bad TikTok. Turn it around, man. Turn it around. How about this story? A blind basketball sports announcer. This is great stuff.
I was born 4 months premature with an eye condition called retinopathy of prematurity. I study facts on both teams and try to listen to each team's previous game before the current game I am commentating. So I'd like to be able to create programs to help disabled fans have better experiences at sporting events, both in the stadium and outside the stadium. With
unbelievable. Look him up. His name is Bryce Wheeler, a blind sports commentator. And hey, Sunbury, hang in there. Things are going to be okay. Trust your police chief, Brad Hare. We had him on Good News. And now Mayor Josh Brosius.
If you see something, report it. If you see suspicious activity, report it, because those are tips that can be helpful to the police department or even the code department.
Trying to turn Sunbury around. Now that's good news.
This is good news.
Morgan in the Morning. WQKS.
Actress Megan Fox and musician Machine Gun Kelly announced their engagement and said they drank each other's blood. That's right. He got down on one knee, then two knees, then passed out from blood loss.
Flashback Friday.
Sweet and sour chicken.
On 94KX. Morgan in the Morning.
Presenting
Tom's top list of the day.
And you can use it anywhere.
Welcome to the goodie room.
Tom's top list of the day.
That's a disturbing mental image.
Tom's top list of the day.
Radio will not fail you, ladies and gentlemen. It will bring to you everything that is worthwhile.
Now let's get started.
Yeah, let's get started on 2022 as we continue to Google food shortages in the United States during COVID. I almost said post-COVID. Will it ever end? Anyway, the top four foods, potatoes. New Mexico is the only state worried about potatoes more than anyone else. But there you go. Potatoes in a shortage in the U.S. Next is Flaming Hot Cheetos. We talked about this a couple of weeks ago. California and Arizona Googling like crazy because they're missing Flaming Hot Cheetos on their store shelves. Okay, whatever. On the East Coast, yeah, it's all about the cream cheese. We talked about this at Christmas. There is a cream cheese shortage. And the number one food in shortage in 2021 heading into the new year, 2022, chicken. We don't know why, but we seem to have a chicken shortage. Not in Central PA, that's for sure. I see the trucks every day.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
Flashback Friday, 94KX. It has been an insane week, but we made it to Friday. I made it through all my medical testing. Well, there's still more to come in February, but that's another story. I want to thank you people for being so kind and sending me nice messages, Facebook and texting. That was very nice of you.
Morgan in the Morning. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Chad Evans on the way next. Alicia Taylor this afternoon. Sam Tyler tonight. That's our usual lineup. We like to wrap up Morgan in the Morning with a parting shot. The stories of the life of Bob Saget just continue all week long. Seems every day I read a story that was more amazing than the day before. Yesterday's recording of John Mayer talking about how much he loved the man who loved to love brought tears to some people, and some of your reaction to my parting shot yesterday was very heartfelt. Saget is amazing. He supported the Scleroderma Research Foundation. He not only supported this skin disease, he went well beyond fundraising. A few years ago, Saget befriended a 9-year-old girl who has the incurable disease, and he stayed in touch with her and her family until his death.
My name is Sophie Ann. I'm 9 years old, and I was diagnosed on December 13th, 2019, when I was 7 years old.
With scleroderma, because it's a progressive disease, it does not have a cure. Knowing that the Scleroderma Research Foundation is focused solely on finding a cure, that is what the mission is. That gives us hope. That is where our hope comes from.
It's very personal to us when any of our friends and family or anyone that we don't even know donates. It makes us feel like you're joining the community, joining the fight, helping to save our daughter and so many other countless folks with scleroderma.
Their fight goes on, even though Bob is gone.
Thanks for listening. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.